You're listening to SBS News.
There's sobering statistics. The Human Rights Law Centre estimates 40.3 million people around the world are experiencing modern slavery. 15,000 of them are in Australia. According to the Modern Slavery Act, it's estimated that in Australia, around 3,000 companies are required to report yearly on the risks of modern slavery in their operations and supply chains, and they must detail actions to address those risks. The Monash Centre for Financial Studies Modern Slavery Research Program investigates the quality of Australian ASX 300 company disclosures. Researchers Dr. Na Pham, Dr. Umal Ruthba and Dr. Bae Kui rated the companies from A to F on how well they address all reporting requirements. Dr. Pham says it's the centre's second year producing the report.
For financial year 2021, we have seen a big improvement in the quality. And then based on that scoring framework, a quarter of the statements were rated A and almost a third of them were rated B. However, we still have 9% of the statements, and this is for ASX 100 companies. So 9% still got E and F. And being the largest companies in the market, we really expect that this company should do a lot better job in terms of their modern slavery reporting.
The definition of modern slavery includes offences such as child labour, human trafficking, forced marriage, deceptive labour recruitment practices, and debt bondage, among other offences. The Commonwealth Modern Slavery Act 2018 requires companies that have at least $100 million in revenue for the relevant reporting period to disclose what they're doing to identify risks around modern slavery in their operations and supply chains. Ms. Pham says there has been an improvement in some ASX companies spending more money to better understand their supply chains beyond the first tier.
And some of them actually do that beyond tier one, so beyond their direct suppliers. And they are now trying to reach into their tier two, tier three suppliers to understand, you know, their exposure to the risk further in the supply chains.
Dr. Pham says while there have been improvements in disclosure, more information is needed on what companies plan to do to screen future suppliers and how they intend to monitor ongoing relationships with suppliers. The report is also calling on the federal government and regulators to better assist companies in tackling their reporting challenges and provide more information to the public about which companies are required to report.
Well, I think there are two things that we really want to emphasize. First is about more guidance, and second is about more, monitoring of compliance. How can companies, do that part better? What kind of role, and what are the channels that they can reach out to actually play that role in supporting the victims? So maybe more guidance toward that could be beneficial for companies. And in the second areas about monitoring of compliance, then we'll need to see, I know this is a very big ask of the government because it requires a lot of resources from the government as well. But I guess that we can start with knowing what are the companies that have to report. So right now we don't have a list of the reporting entities.
Non-compliance with the law's requirement for companies to conduct an annual report currently attracts no penalty. It's one of the recommendations the report authors are urging the government to adopt. There is currently a review taking place of the Modern Slavery Act. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.